Tonight, Heaven is going to have a party. Although I'm not a social being, I have to admit the clashing of cultures captures my attention every single time. Angels, demons, and humans all mingling like it were normal. Maybe the reason I like it so much, but never join them, is because I still don't know my place among them. I've heard the stories a million times. God creates heaven and the angels, they're great. God creates hell, throws all his rejected creations in it. God creates earth and purgatory, and with them, the humans. Then purgatory is annihilated and the humans become everyone else's problem, even the realms outside of our little corner of existence. The angels fall and become demons, and then God disappears. And we're all better off that way, if you ask me. Nowhere in the story do I get answers, though. Nowhere do I figure out where I come from or why I'm stuck here. I should be working, but that feeling is back. That feeling that something is waiting for me out past the doors of Heaven's Library, beyond the glided golden gates that never open for me. I've tried, and though Heaven accepts all visitors aside from the demons of hell, I'm the only thing not allowed to leave. All anyone can tell me is that when I'm supposed to know, I will, whenever that is. Heaven's Library boasts extraordinary stained glass windows. They depict the story of how all this came to be in stunning colors that catch the sun just right, no matter what time of day it is. My favorite has always been the one I find myself staring at now, the one that shows the fall of Lucifer and the angels who followed him. I've never so much as seen him, though I admire that he wasn't afraid to stand up for what he believed in, and still does. I'd like to think I could be that in another life, instead of, like, me. "Hello there, little love." The soft voice of Heaven's Librarian, my best friend, Seliphil, interrupts my daydreaming. He always has his long silver hair tied up so it falls down the middle of his back, and his eyes, a brown so soft it's almost golden, dance over everything they see. Watching him read has always been one of my favorite things, watching those eyes scan pages and get lost in them. He's slim and tall, not intimidating in the least, with a laugh that echoes off the walls when Heaven is graced by it. "I guess we'll close the library early?" I peer through the clear parts of the window to the streets outside teeming with beings already getting ready, even though the party doesn't start until well after dark. The demons and even some of the humans stand out against the rigid perfection Heaven boasts, with its grid-like streets and light barely there colors. Even the buildings on the outside all look like they fall together as if pieces of a grand puzzle. There is no room for what wasn't supposed to be, no need for the individuality and self-importance of the fallen. "I'm helping set up for tonight, so yes. Why, do you have somewhere to be?"